This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with his Mauritian counterpart, Navin Chandra Ramgulam, as part of his two-day official visit. Many agreements were signed between India and Mauritius today on the second day of the visit. During the meeting, they exchanged 8 MOUs and agreements related to local currency settlement system, credit facility agreement, training program for diplomats, sharing of white shipping information to deal with financial crimes, cooperation in the field of MSME, training of public officers for good governance. At a joint press statement, the Prime Minister emphasized the crucial role of Mauritius in India's regional strategy, highlighting its significance in the Global South, the Indian Ocean, and the African continent. Unveiling a new initiative, Mr. Modi announced for Global South, our vision will be Mahasagar, mutual and holistic advancements for security and growth across regions. Under this trade for development, capacity building for sustainable growth, and mutual security for shared future will be included. The announcement reaffirmed India's long-standing ties with Mauritius and its broader vision for regional cooperation and development. President Draupadi Murmu today stressed the upliftment of the deprived and backward sections of society for inclusive and sustainable development of the country, presiding over the 72nd convocation of Punjab University, Chandigarh. President Draupadi Murmu said that students should have sensitivity and the spirit of love for the nation. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that 13,523 special trains were operated last year to meet the extra rush of passengers during Holi and summer vacation. In a written reply to the question in Lok Sabha, Mr. Vaishnaw said that to cater to the rush during Durga Puja, Deepavali and Chhath, around 8,000 trips of special trains were operated from the 1st of October to the 30th of November last year and served around 1.8 crore passengers. The country's milk production has witnessed tremendous growth of 63.5% in the last 10 years, reaching over 239 million tons. This was stated by Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh while replying to the supplementary in the Rajya Sabha today. He said the country's milk production was over 146 million tons till 2014. He further added that India is the biggest producer of milk in the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to all who participated in the historic Dandi March. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the march led by Mahatma Gandhi ignited a nationwide movement for self-reliance and independence. In Bihar, a sense of pride is prevailing among makhana producers, farmers and exporters as Prime Minister Narendra Modi is leading as brand ambassador at global platforms and promoting the superfood himself. After the announcement of the Makhana Board in Bihar in the Union Budget 2025-26 by the Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, several events are being organized. The Prime Minister gifted Makhana to the President of Mauritius. Besides this, he also presented the roadmap for Makhana. In Arunachal Pradesh, an advisory has been issued by the Superintendent of Police, Nahalagan, advising citizens not to purchase second-hand items without verifying their authenticity, as they could be stolen property. Receiving or purchasing stolen property is a punishable offence under Section 317 of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sangita 2023. To avoid legal consequences, individuals should exercise caution and ensure that the seller provides valid proof of ownership for the second-hand goods. In case of any suspicion, citizens are urged to report in the nearest police station. The Delhi police crackdown on illegal Bangladeshi immigrants is going on during an operation in southeast and south Delhi. The police arrested over 12 Bangladeshi nationals who had entered the country illegally. According to the Delhi police, several documents were also recovered during the operation. IMD has forecast heat wave conditions at isolated places over West Rajasthan and Gujarat today. IMD said hot and humid weather is likely to prevail over Konkan, Goa and coastal Karnataka today. IMD senior scientist Dr. Soma Sen Roy has informed that thunderstorm activity is likely to start today over Jammu and Kashmir and the western part of Himachal Pradesh. The second phase of Khelo India Winter Games 2025 at Gulmarg in Baramulla district will conclude today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.